We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit mte.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better
since 1936.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers
since 1947.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Well, a good morning to you. We are going to head to Barnabas Vision, where we are joined by one of the founders, David Coggin. David, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Man, it has been cold out there lately. I know those winter coats that you guys collected and then handed out were a big hit. Tell us about it.
We were able to give out many coats, probably 70 or 80 altogether, if not more. Bless people with coats to stay warm under Christmas.
Are folks still picking up coats?
Yes, they are. And if anybody is in need of a coat, they can give us a call and give their sizes, and we'll try to get them a coat.
That's awesome, because you've got so many people who live outside. But then on top of that, you've got a lot of people who are commuting to work now by bike or by walking because they can't afford the cost of a car because everything is going up in price.
Yes, that's correct. And sometimes people need to go through two or three coats a winter because they stay outside in the rain and the snow a lot more than we do.
Absolutely. Again, David Coggin with Barnabas Vision. You guys do something every year that is quite unique, and you put up a lot of people in hotel rooms who may have otherwise been homeless throughout Christmas. How did all that go this year? And tell us a little bit more about that.
So that's our Room in the Inn program. This was our 14th time of doing that. And if you remember, Scott, this started back in 2014, just you and my brother Adam having lunch together and us talking about getting two or three rooms. And this year we got 25 rooms, plus we helped keep Dakota's Night Shelter open, working alongside Journey Home, First Presbyterian. And we were able to at least allow up to 50 people to go into the shelters, which is sort of Dakota's Night Inn program, but they stayed open even though it was 55 degrees, so everybody could get the free meal. And we also put families up at the Ramada Inn, and I think we had about 35 to 38 people at the Ramada Inn, and they received food Christmas Eve, breakfast Christmas morning, and a group came out Christmas night and gave them a nice dinner and everything, so they at least had somewhere to go that night.
One of the cool things, one of the unique things about starting this program that you guys do each year is that it allows for some of those who are homeless to actually have their children come and visit them because they've got a hotel room where the kids can come over, they can exchange Christmas presents and stuff. Before you guys did this, a lot of these folks didn't have that opportunity.
No, it's so nice to see families reunite. And I actually got the phone call yesterday from someone who just wanted to thank me for them staying at the hotel, him and his children. And again, it's not just Barnabas Vision. The whole community came together. So many different individuals helped play important parts in that.
What do you enjoy most about Barnabas Vision? I mean, is there a certain aspect of what you do that you love more so than other things?
I just love helping people and the creative ways of helping people. That's what I, love about Barnabas Vision. Now, after 14 years, one of the great joy is being out in the community and going to visit someone in the nursing home and someone you help work there, or going to Walmart and somebody recognizing your card and telling me how they're doing now, or going to a restaurant and being served by someone who is now back on their feet.
It's always neat when you're able to run into somebody who maybe you helped 10 years ago and they remember you right away, and they're like, hey, David, you know, just wanted to thank you for 10 years ago. You helped me in this situation, you know, name whatever it could be. And they remember it, and they remember it clearly. It may have been helping out with the utility bill. It may have been helping out with Christmas gifts for their kids. But you do such a variety of things, such a variety of tasks throughout the community. It's neat that you're able to do that.
Well, thanks, and we're so blessed to be able to do those things and try to, as much as we can, as much as we have the resources, to try to meet people where they're at.
As this temperature gets colder and colder, I don't know if you heard me just a little while ago, but the wind chill out there was making it feel like about 16 degrees. Now it's making it feel about 19 outside, even though the actual temperature is in the upper 20s right now. But when you talk about that kind of bone-chilling weather, there is a massive need to stay warm, especially among the homeless community. And like you were saying, some of those who are homeless, they may go through 2, 3, or 4 coats throughout the winter period because they're outside in the elements 24/7, and their coats are getting rained on, they're getting snowed on. So anybody listening, if you have the ability to purchase a couple of coats that you may find on sale or something, then do so, and then drop them off at Barnabas.
Yes, that would be wonderful and great, and we definitely pass them out. Also, I'd just like to encourage people, if people would like to come by and get the encouragement back, to fill up with hand warmers, and maybe if they can put like just even the $5 or $10 McDonald's gift card in them, and then keep them in the car. If they see somebody in need, they can give that out, and it will at least help them stay warm and everything.
Stop by, pick up a couple of those encouragement bags. That way you literally just hand it out your window to somebody that you may see outside who's homeless today, tomorrow, whenever. Now, do you need donations of hand warmers as well?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so anybody listening who's able to buy a box of those, and can you get those at places like those big box, like Sam's Wholesale Club? Do they sell those by the box?
Yes, you can get them at, I believe, Sam's, Costco's, maybe even Walmart, but then also places like Dollar Tree have them as well.
Okay, so if anybody listening is able to put that into their budget this year, maybe buy a box of them and then either hand them out yourself or stop by Barnabas Vision so you guys can put them in those little bags that folks can pick up and then hand out to those who they see on the street. Because those hand warmers, they last about 8 hours or so, but when you're outside in the cold, those are definitely a big need this time of year. That is something that anybody listening, if you want to go out, buy a few, then drop them off at Barnabas. I'm sure that'd be much appreciated. How do you find the Barnabas office to drop off some of these supplies we're talking about?
We're located at 141 MTCS Road. Of course, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37129 is the area code.
For those who may be new to the area, if you know where MTCS school is, it's that road that goes directly into the MTCS school campus. It's just across the street and behind Pinnacle Bank, close to Just Love Coffee and Reeve Sane, that drugstore. All of that is right there in that area. Are you there Monday through Friday typically?
We're here every day, pretty much a regular schedule.
A lot of needs out there for sure that need to be met. And if anybody wants to help out, if they want to get involved, then Barnabas Vision would be a great route to tackle and to get involved, because there's lots that you can do, things you can donate. Again, winter coats, that's one of those big needs. And you collect those winter coats throughout the year, if I'm not mistaken. That way you have plenty on hand to hand out this time of year.
That's correct.
And again, if you're needing a winter coat but can't afford one, or maybe you can't afford to buy one for your kids and they're going to be out there waiting at the bus stop, then they're going to need a winter coat. So definitely give Barnabas a call. Make sure they're going to be there whatever day you want to come by to pick one up. They can call ahead and say, hey, my son, he's in the kindergarten and he needs whatever size. They can call ahead of time to make sure you've got it, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. And our number is 615-556-5134.
David Coggin with Barnabas Vision. Just wanted to get an update from him on everything happening throughout this time of year, because you just did the big Room in the Inn Christmas event that took place on Christmas and Christmas Eve and everything, giving folks a place to stay on Christmas. And speaking of a place to stay, one of the big things that Barnabas is involved in is helping people to remain at their apartment, their house, wherever they may be, as opposed to getting kicked out and put on the street, because it's a lot easier to keep somebody in place as opposed to getting them into a brand new apartment or a brand new even hotel room, whatever they're renting, right?
That's correct. It is a whole lot cheaper for them to stay in their place than try to get them into another place.
Now, is there an opportunity for somebody who may be listening this morning, if they say, you know, I would like to sponsor one family, or a mother and a child or her children, I would like to sponsor to make sure I could help just one family out. Can you go that direction and say, well, here's what we're going to need in order to help this person out? We're going to need X amount of dollars. I mean, if somebody calls and they say, I would like to help one person, and then I'll go from there. Can people do that?
Yes, they can. Just give us a call and we'll talk to them and see, you know, what they want, family with one or two kids or five or six. But yes, and we can tell them the cost. This is what it usually helps to keep somebody in their homes. You know, basically about $500.
Now, you guys had a recent coat giveaway, I believe December 22nd. That was the most recent coat giveaway. But is there going to be another date in the near future where you have the offices open for 2 or 3 hours sometime in the weeks to come, where people can come by on those days and pick up a coat?
Yes, I'm sure we're going to have one in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll try to get you that date or time. In the meantime, just anybody who needs a coat, give us a call and we'll make that happen.
Again, talking to David Coggin with Barnabas Vision. And if you would like to learn more, or if you're in need of a winter coat, David, again, one more time, the phone number to call in order to make sure you have a coat in their size is what?
615-556-5134. And just give us a call. And Scott, you were mentioning about people staying in their homes, and I just wanted to thank everybody who listened to us earlier in December. We were able to help 110 families with Christmas, which means they're able to also pay their rent and stay in their homes and not spend money on Christmas presents. And we just want to thank the community for helping us with a 110 families with their Christmas.
Love it. You know, we did that interview a couple of weeks before Christmas, and one of the fears was, are you going to have enough people step up to help out all these different families out there who they're not signed up through any other agency to receive help? They were only, in fact, they were, some of them were on kind of like the back burner list for Barnabas, because you didn't know if you're going to have enough people coming to help out these folks. But it sounds like you're able to help out a lot. So over 100 families, right?
Yeah, 110 families, maybe 280 different individuals, but
wow,
it was 110 family units.
That's great. What kind of reactions did you see out of some of the kids?
Well, they were excited. We got some texts. So like, part of our programs is we try to help the parents give their children Christmas. So we don't have a big party. We sort of give it to the parents, but we got a lot of thank you notes saying my child was extremely excited. One person wrote that they were sort of in tears because they didn't know if their kids was going to have a Christmas and everything, and they were just so grateful. And so we got several phone calls, texts, and even when we're giving it out, just gratitude.
I think it's even more positive that you're able to go about it that angle, because it allows the children to see, oh, mom, dad didn't let us down. You know, they came through, as opposed to saying David over there at Barnabas Vision came through. They, in other words, the kids, they got the presents from the parents, and that's really meaningful.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it help the parents in so many different ways, not just monetary, but just
totally agree.
A lot of different ways.
David Coggin at Barnabas Vision. And once more, before we get off the phone here, if anybody would like to help out, simply call Barnabas. Or if you need a winter coat, call ahead, 615-556-5134. You know, just ask, hey, have you got this size of winter coat? And if you have it, you'll be more than happy to set it aside for them and they can come by there and pick it up. It's just such a great thing. David, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks. It's good to be here, and thanks for all you do.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks.
Again, that was David Coggin with Barnabas Vision.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. If you're into podcasting, we have starter kits that have everything you need to get started. The interface for your computer, microphone, headphones, you'll be online in no time. If you need a PA, you need lights, we've got all for rent. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
You've got 1 minute to make a difference, and Rocky the Raccoon's got the know-how.
Rocky's going digital today, folks.
He's smart. This is the Recycled Minute, powered by RecycleRightTN.com.
You know those old phones you've got sitting in drawers that you don't know what to do with? Maybe cords or gadgets containing metals that could actually be reused. Drop them off at any electronics recycler or city collection event. Don't just throw them away to be sent to the landfill. And don't throw them in the wrong recycling box either. For electronic recycling drop-off locations, visit RecycleRightTN.com. And closing it out, another great tune.
Got old paint, you don't know what to do. Don't pour it down the drain. Ooh. Rocky the Raccoon knows just what's right. Check the website, keep it clean, keep it bright. RecycleRightTN.com.